Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the conference call of Marlowe Group on the 2018 results. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The presentation is available online. Please click on the Launch Web Presentation button, which was provided in the final registration email for this call to see the slides. You can also download the presentation from the Marlowe Investor Relations website. During the Q&A session after the presentation, you are invited to ask questions via the web chat or via phone. On the call today, Marlowe Group is represented by Philipp Kuckuck, Vice President, Corporate Finance, as well as Jan-Frederik Thiele, Director, Corporate Controlling. Now, I would like to hand over to Mr. Thiele.
Yeah, thank you very much, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to welcome you to our full year results call. Over the next 20 minutes or so, my colleague Philipp and I will bring you up to date on Marlowe Group's strategic achievements and financial results for the year 2018. After that, we'll be happy to answer any of your questions. The year 2018 was marked by the challenges of a massively changing environment for the automotive industry. Discussions regarding emission reductions and future inner-city transport have only enforced the trends for electrification, connectivity, and autonomous driving. To address these challenges, we believe that organizational as well as financial health, but also a consequent focus on relevant strategic business activities, are essential to compete in future. Therefore, as a reaction to weakened financials at the end of the previous year, and to secure the financial basis to pursue Marlowe's transformation as a key driver for future mobility, we've continued focusing on our core areas of expertise. This involved a number of portfolio decisions. The biggest adjustments were the sale of our joint ventures, BMTS and HBPO. The realignment of our business portfolio is part of our dual strategy, aimed at addressing the needs of an automotive industry in transition. On the one hand, we will continue to optimize the combustion engine to make it cleaner and more efficient. On the other hand, we are driving forward the development of alternative drive concepts, hybrids, battery electric powertrains, and fuel cell technology through R&D as well as acquisitions. As one consequence of our portfolio adjustments, we were able to raise our equity ratio significantly to 36.4%, a figure well above our internal minimum threshold of 33%, proving our commitment to this goal. Additionally, Marlowe supports the transformation of its organization by a multitude of initiatives, and thereby addressing topics such as process optimization, digitalization, but also cost reduction. Let's take a closer look at the financials for the year 2018, which were influenced by several positive one-off effects. 2018 was a challenging year for the entire sector, including Marlowe. However, at 12.6 billion euros, group sales were only slightly down on the previous year. After adjustment for exchange rate effects and changes to the consolidation group, Marlowe even achieved strong organic sales growth of 4.4%. This was considerably stronger than the average global automotive market, which actually shrunk by 1.1%, and also above our guidance from early 2018. As one of the key challenges in our rapidly transforming markets is to meet changing customer needs in times of a changing technological environment, our R&D activities remained strong, with expenses at 751 million euros after 748 million euros in 2017, and with a consistently high R&D ratio of 6%. We also improved our result from business activities from 262 million euros to 614 million euros. However, we have to consider the positive one-off effects. The sale of our stake in the joint venture, HPPO, in June 2018 had a strong positive influence on operating income. EBITDA amounted to almost 1.4 billion euros, or 10.9% of sales. As already mentioned, we improved our equity ratio by more than 4 percentage points to 36.4%, while the net debt to EBITDA ratio improved from 1.2 to 0.8. As far as sales are concerned, we are very satisfied that we were able to maintain our growth track record during a challenging transformation phase in the automotive industry. As just said, in 2018, our sales reached 12.6 billion euros. After adjustment for exchange rate effects of 393 million euros and changes in the consolidation group of 359 million euros, organic sales growth reached 4.4% and thus well above the market average. The main drivers of the exchange rate effects were the US dollar, Brazilian real, and Argentine peso. The consolidation effects were mainly due to the sale of HPPO, which used to be consolidated in our group account at quota until June 26. I would like to stress that all our business units, the mechatronics division, as well as our profit centers, contributed to the organic growth in 2018. During the financial year under review, earnings were much higher than in recent years. Despite increased material prices and tariffs, we achieved an EBITDA margin of 10.9%. Certainly, the one-off effects from the sale of HPPO and BMTS, as well as lower warranty expenses than in previous year, were some of the main drivers of that positive development. Adjusted for the joint venture sales, the EBITDA margin was 8.2%. The operational business showed lower contributions in the second half of the year, starting in China and becoming a global trend by the fourth quarter. Reasons were increased material prices and tariffs, amongst others. The EBIT margin of 6.1% is impacted by scheduled annual amortization of goodwill and purchase price allocation from past acquisitions, which account for 1.1 percentage points. Overall, net income improved significantly to 446 million euros, representing a net margin of 3.5%. As you will probably be aware of, MAHLE is committed by its internal statutes not to surpass certain financial ratios. After the sale of our joint venture, the equity ratio rose to 36.4% and thus well above our minimum threshold of 33%. Our net debt to EBITDA ratio was 0.8, was also significantly improved. These figures reflect our strong commitment to an implicit investment grade rating. They also show that we act decisively to reach these key figures whenever we fall short of them, like we did with the equity ratio in 2017. Turning to our cash position, you can see that, despite our good results, cash generation was not satisfactory. Our cash flow from operations amounted to 425 million euros, which is lower than in the previous year. This was mainly due to one-time payments from last year's warranty claims, which were settled in 2018, as well as an increased working capital at year-end. As in the previous year, cash flow from investing activities was marked by high capital expenditures for tangible assets. The significant year-on-year difference of plus 305 million euros, however, resulted primarily from the sale of HBPO and BMTS. This was partly offset by the acquisition of a further 5% stake in MAHLE Bär GmbH & Co. KG, as well as our increased shareholding in the Italian aftermarket service solution company BrainBee. Cash flow from financing activities was dominated by the prepayment of long-term financial liabilities amounting to 139 million euros. This allowed us to reduce our interest expense as well as cash levels and to reduce part of our 2022 maturities. In conclusion then, despite the decreased cash flow from operations and consistently high capital expenditures, net cash at the end of the period amounted to 240 million euros. Philip Kuckuck will now bring you up to date on our highlights regarding products and innovations.
Thank you, Jan. Let's now turn to the most important part of our dual strategy. We want to develop solutions that meet the future needs of our customers. We therefore constantly analyze future mobility scenarios and their implications for our business. The focus is on strengthening our market position in core businesses and continuing to optimize the combustion engine, while at the same time investing in new areas of growth and technologies for alternative drive concepts. In the past year, we demonstrated once again that Mahler provides innovative solutions for all automotive future scenarios. With our integrated R&D approach, we benefit from the R&D know-how of existing Mahler business units as well as the R&D expertise of newly added units. This enables us to successfully create new products for the changing needs of our customers. A very good example of this is the oil management module for vehicles with electric drive. It enables the cooling and lubrication of several components, the electric drive motor, the gearbox, or the oil-cooled battery, and the power electronics. The integration of the function cooling, filtration, and oil extraction in a compact module offers further advantages such as weight reduction, lower pressure loss, and reduction of the interfaces and thus the assembly effort compared to individual components, optimal use of space, and optimized thermal management. As Mahler develops and produces all its components itself, we talk about a high value add. Other examples are the onboard charger for battery powered vehicles or the e-compressor. The basis for our excellent R&D expertise is also our consistent portfolio strategy over the past few years. With a clear focus on our core expertise areas, we increased our degree of vertical integration. The acquisitions of Letrica, Delphi Thermal, Nagaris, and eBike Motion, as well as our increased stake in Mahler Bear, to name just a few, helped create additional scope for our successful innovations within our dual strategy. On page 11, you can find some examples. Just last year, we introduced the e-compressor, a central component for the thermal management of the electric powertrain and all the other components needed for a battery electric vehicle. The e-compressor is suitable for cooling the interior and the battery both during operation and charging. The cooling capacity provided by the e-compressor is required to increase the charging power and to accelerate the charging process by keeping the battery cooled even during rapid charging processes. The e-compressor is not only a great product, but also an excellent example of how our organization grows together and the combination of the competencies creates real added value. It combines the technological basis from Mahler Bear and the Delphi Thermal acquisition and adds our electrical engine competence from the acquisitions of Letrica to finish it with the system steering competence of the power electronics from Nagaris. Electronic systems are becoming increasingly important in modern vehicles. The powertrain of the future is a system consisting of hardware and software that communicates and interacts within the vehicle in an intelligent and interconnected manner. As a pioneer of future mobility solutions, Mahler is therefore continuously expanding its activities in the area of electronics. In late October 2018, Mahler commissioned its very first production plan for e-compressors in Hungary. Compressors are the heart of the air-conditioned system, and the electric compressor will remove the link between air-conditioned system and the combustion engine, thus allowing it to work in a battery electric vehicle. In 2018, Mahle also opened a new research and development center for electronics in Spain, representing a significant element of our capabilities to shape future mobility. We will employ around 250 engineers in Valencia, working on developing new products and concepts for sustainable mobility and making Valencia Mahle's global center for expertise for electronics. Mahle is committed to electric drive and, in addition to classic OEM market, also serves off-road applications such as forklifts and also the market for e-bikes. In 2018, Mahle purchased 100% of the shares in E-Bike Motion, the Spanish specialist for pedelec drives, human-machine interfaces, and connectivity. This acquisition has strengthened the group's activities in the area of electrically powered bicycles and will contribute to the expansion of Mahle's overall system expertise. Another way to put innovation on the road is with Mahle corporate startup teams. As the name suggests, charge big means charging on a large scale. So it's tackling one of the most important aspects of e-mobility. Although an increasing number of battery-powered vehicles are coming onto our roads, one question remains unanswered. How are we going to charge all of these electric vehicles efficiently? From individual charging points to a nationwide network infrastructure, ChargeBig answers this question in the form of an intelligent charging system which is user-friendly and can be installed anywhere. The goal of ChargeBig is to make the charging of large fleets more efficient by charging the batteries according to the needs of the customers. Cars parked for a longer period of time can be charged more slowly, and thus more vehicles can be charged at the same time, and capacity is freed for faster charging of individual cars where needed. It also has a positive effect on the battery itself, as slow charging is more gentle on the battery, extending the effective lifetime. Mahle's innovations in the field of e-mobility are being well received by the market and have not only resulted in significant orders, but also in the diversification of our customer portfolio. Mahle Group sales in the field of e-mobility are expected to exceed 1 billion euros per year by the end of 2023. In terms of market development, IHS expects lower production levels for 2019 compared to our last call in September 2018. Across all regions, expectations have decreased. While South America is still expected to grow, albeit at a slower speed, all other regions will see a worsening of market conditions. With regards to heavy-duty vehicles, the global market is expected to shrink by 1.4%. Although expectation for growth rates across all regions have declined, Europe, North as well as South America are still expected to positively contribute, while prospects for Asia Pacific have worsened with an expected decline of 4.8%. Potential impacts from recent discussions such as sanctions, punitive tariffs or a hard Brexit are difficult to estimate. Sales volumes have been slightly below budget so far in 2019. Trade restrictions such as Brexit and the tariff dispute between the US and China, as well as economic fluctuations and changes to the political framework in individual regions or countries, can have major impacts on market developments and thus on the business development of our company. We are addressing risks posed by possible shifts in technology and the market environment, as well as the opportunities they offer with our dual strategy. Moreover, our solid financial situation with an equity ratio of 36.4% and a net debt to EBITDA ratio of 0.8 provides a firm foundation for the ongoing development of our business. Nevertheless, we have intensified our internal efforts to raise profitability and reduce costs. For example, we execute a program that focuses on harmonizing the production system within our group, and we continue standardizing non-production functional work streams and transferring them to shared service centers in best-cost countries. Despite all these changes, we are looking forward to the opportunities ahead and intend to capitalize on them with our industry-leading innovations. This outlook concludes our presentation. Jan Thiele and I would like to thank you for your attention, and we'll be happy to answer any of your questions following in the Q&A session.